Message number 1179. When trust is broken, it is usually because the culprit has allowed pride to dictate his thoughts. Saturday, July 26, 2014 at 19:59. My dearly beloved daughter, I came as a king, but now today I call out to you as a pauper, for I hold not one ounce of pride, as this would be impossible. I cry out to God's children with longing, so that I may awaken within their hardened hearts a glimmer of love, a love born of my eternal Father, but which lies dormant and forgotten about. I, Jesus Christ, am also forgotten, although there is not one person in the world who has not heard of me. They know me but forget who I am. Some know my name but it means nothing to them. Some love me but are too busy to speak with me other than a nod here and there in recognition of me. Others have heard of me, but I am simply an icon in their eyes, something of a bygone era, a prophet perhaps who may or may not have been authentic. As for other souls who have little understanding of spiritual matters, I do not exist. I am a figment of the imagination, a creature created in the minds of fervently devout people who are clinging to straws in the hope that a new world will exist after this one. Let me assure you, God is God. Humanity was created by my eternal Father because it was part of his plan for the eternal universe. All was, is, and will be by the command and will of he who is and who will be. All bow before God, including his enemies in the world of my Father's creation. As man becomes more slavishly devoted to all that he sees, touches, and feels by his physical self, his spirituality will become barren. When you believe that all begins and ends with this world, you are saying that I do not exist. You deny me, the Son of Man sent to salvage you from the deceit of the devil. I am of my Father. I was part of his great divine plan. We are all one, but you, my beloved children, have been living in a desert bereft of life and in ignorance of what my divinity means. My kingdom is perfect and was created by my Father. The human race was perfect until it was destroyed by the greatest sin in my Father's eyes, the sin of pride. Be wary of the sin of pride, for this evolved because of Lucifer's self-love. Lucifer, the highest amongst my Father's hierarchy, believed that because he had free will that he could do anything he wished, but he failed to understand this. He was given not only the gift of free will but my Father's trust. My Father showed complete trust in all of his creation. Sadly, this was not reciprocated. When trust is broken, it is usually because the culprit has allowed pride to dictate his thoughts, mind, and actions. Once pride sets in your soul, you will immediately create a distance between you and he who created you out of nothing but a handful of clay. He molded you and gave you gifts. Pride is the greatest threat to humanity because it convinces you that you have more knowledge than God. If you believe that, then you are not worthy to speak either in his name or at all. And when you do, you will create an environment in which all sins will be accepted as being a good thing. When that happens, you will not only deceive others, but you will only fool yourself. Your teacher, your beloved Jesus.